Canyon Emmanuel.
Be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention then. Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Before we were born, God knows us. From eternity, He chose us already. That's what happened also to Mary. From eternity, she was chosen to be the mother of the Son of God. And we are from eternity, we're chosen to be God's children. At times you may say, it's not fair why God chose the Hebrew people, not the Filipino, not the Chinese, or not the Indian. Yes, it's funny. Sometimes God's plan is very funny. But God is fair, isn't it? Many, many people close to Jesus, they did not get the grace. So many Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, they presume they had already the truth. So they didn't even look at Jesus at all. But the sinners, the tax collectors, they got the grace. Is it wonderful? So don't Don't say, Jesus, God is not fair. God is fair to everybody. Important is whether you open your heart or not. If you close your heart, even you are chosen, sorry, you have no place. What do you mean by chosen? When Jesus says, at the end of time, we will sit for the judgment. And many people say, Lord, we have been eating with you. We, in your name, we curse the devil. We did miracles in your name. And what Jesus, the judge, will say to these people, I don't know you. Is it horrible? Is it true that Jesus didn't know these people? Of course Jesus knows them. But he said, I don't know you because you did not share my life. They do things the Lord not with love. That's the difference. Many times we do many good things. Even we priests, we did many good things, but not necessarily we enter into heaven. One example is a Benedictine monk. He was a good preacher. He went everywhere to preach good news. Everybody liked him. One day, when he died, he was in purgatory. Then he came back to earth and asked Margaret Delacour, the sister, the holy, the saint, Saint Margaret Delacour. She was at the time in France praying the chapel. And this soul, this blessed soul, invoked her to pray for his redemption. Then Margaret was asking him, Father, you are so good. You're good in preaching. We all listen to you. You are beloved Father. How can you be entered into purgatory and need my help, my prayer? You know what that priest says? It's true, one thing, I did good in harmony. But then I became proud. I didn't respect my other people in the community. I didn't do my part. I'm proud, you see. Although at times we did many good things, but we missed the point. We did not do with love, and that's how we are condemned. So not so much you do, is so much you are. That's the difference. Jesus is coming looking for us so that his heart be our heart. He wants to share with us. That's why he laid down the Eucharist. So we share his life, a real life. We Catholic believe in the Blessed Sacrament. It's a true presence of Jesus. Not just a symbol, as many Christians believe. We believe what Jesus' word is. So by the time you receive the Holy Communion and you don't have a heart, you're just taking something in and go away. You, although you take his bread, but you didn't take his life, that's a problem. At the end of the judgment, Jesus may tell you, I don't know you. But you say, no, many times I've received Holy Communion. Yes, you did. But you have no heart. You have no belief. You didn't change your life. That's a problem. You didn't act so Jesus would act. You didn't think that's what Jesus is thinking. This is what the Word of God is for. The Bible is not something for decoration. You know, one of the messages of Medjugorje, our Holy Mother, she said, keep the Bible in the important place of your house. You can easily look at it and easily take it and read it, absorb it, meditate on it. And it's how you are changed through the Word of God. So you never open the gospel. Maybe you say, I never study the gospel. I never study Hebrew. You don't need that. Some words are difficult. Old Testament is a little bit difficult, even for me. I don't know all the Old Testament scriptures. But it is some phrase from Jesus. Don't you remember? I tell you, if you're really sincere, times will come. The words of God will come in. You don't have to memorize all the words. I chose just to share with you one simple experience when I was still young as a seminarian. I was working as a volunteer in a hostel for old people. So you understand, when you work as a volunteer in the hostel, I mean for the old people, you have to feed old people, no? So at times, try to make it faster. That he finish, then I can go and eat my lunch. By the time I want to accelerate the speed, the words comes in. By that time, I'm not in good memory, but by that time, the Word of God comes in. Whatever you do to the list, you're doing it to me. So by the time I was thinking, if I'm reading to Jesus himself, will I speed the way to feed him? Of course, no. I have to respect Jesus. It's no difference with this old man or Jesus himself. Because Jesus says, whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me. So, I give him the speed, human speed, okay? Not too slow, but not too fast. It's the Word of God changes us. Change the mentality also. At times you might be angry with many people, with some people, or they're angry with you, or you might not like that person. What can we do? Whatever you do to the least, but do it to me. That's how we are changing through the Word of God. God comes so that we are changed with His Word, also with the Eucharist. Whenever you take the body of Christ, you become the body of Christ. Do you agree? In physics, if there are two materials coming together, one strong, one weak, when it come together, the weak go into the strong. So when we, human body, come into contact with the divine body of Christ in the Eucharist, we are jumping into, we can say, into the life of God. And that's what Paul says. Now, it is not I live, but Jesus lives in me. That's all the simple message from the coming of Jesus. Of course, we can celebrate. And we have to celebrate also our life, that we are more one with Him. We share His joy. We share His sorrow. Today, Jesus is quite sorrowful. You know why? Because many, many, many people do not observe the law of God. In the world, millions of abortions that hurt the heart of Jesus. So many divorces hurt the heart of Jesus. We need to change first from ourselves. So at this moment, we ask a special grace that each one of us be another Christ. Only then we can save the world. Only then we can say we are His disciples. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to follow Him. He's always inviting. Deny nobody. Just tell Jesus, yes, I will follow you.